Howdy, everybody, and welcome back to our second episode. We're so excited to be here today. Ethan, you want to give us a little recap of what happened last week for those who missed it?
Last week, we really just introduced you to our podcast. I introduced myself, Jonah introduced himself, and then we spent the best amount of time rating profiles and talking about dating online.
Yeah, basically, COVID has turned the world upside down in more ways than one. We've noticed a lot more popularity going with dating online, Bumble, Tinder, Grindr, all those things. They're just really big deals now. And we're super excited because today we have a very special friend of mine. We'll let him introduce himself. Please welcome my friend Gage.
How's it going, guys?
It's going really good.
It's good, good. I'm Gage. I'm a junior here at Utah State University studying political science and English. Is there anything else you want me to add?
Yeah, just how old are you? And just explain your dating life in one sentence using the word beast.
Beast? Okay, so I'm 20 years old. I'll be 21 next April, so I've got a little bit. To describe my dating life in one sentence using the word beast, it's a little difficult. I'd have to say that my dating life is a beast in and of itself that I cannot conquer.
Isn't that the most true thing I've heard? I think a lot of people can relate to that, me included.
Thank you so much. We have a couple things lined up for this. The main reason we brought Gage on today is because we feel that he's an expert in dating here in Logan. That's right. He's laughing over there, thinking he's not. But I've watched him from afar. This man knows how to date. Ethan.
Well, first off, I guess I, just like probably our listeners, I have a question. What is your go-to first date experience?
Okay. That one's really hard, but I try to do my best. It's different. You have two options. One is if you know the girl beforehand, and two is if this girl is from like Tinder, Mutual, whatever your dating profile. If it's a guy, you do. First one, if you know him, usually try and pick him up, take him out for ice cream, something pretty low key, and that takes no more than like an hour, just because you want to give them the option to feel comfortable. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to overspend time because then they're going to be like, oh, when is this guy going to leave me alone? Or like, when is this girl going to, you know? So I try to keep it fairly short and as much, do something very simple. So ice cream. I've gotten tacos and sat on my roof before and watched the sunset. Just get food and chill on Old Main Hill, specifically if you're in Logan, stuff like that. If you don't know them, I usually invite them someplace that's public so I won't get murdered or anything. Because you never know. You could be getting catfished. You could be about to get murdered. But same kind of deal, like ice cream, public ice cream. I've taken girls to Starbucks before. That was a good one. But yeah. Overall, I think you just got to keep it pretty low-key, pretty simple. If you overthink it, the girl's either going to think you're weird or you're going to overblow it, and, yeah, she will never talk to you again.
You know, that is completely fair. I am a big advocate for making sure you're not going to get murdered on that first date. And just kind of to help our listeners out, just a little bit, Gage, how do you, like, what's the sign on a first date that lets you know there's going to be a second date?
I might not have been able to figure this one out on my own quite yet. There are a couple things, and this is so dumb. If they don't talk to you again after, ever, like if they don't reach out at all, I can usually anticipate they're not really with this. Also, if you kind of try to reach out and they're really short or they're not really responding, you can kind of pick up hints here and there. It's more of like a communication-based thing rather than, you know, I'm picking up body language or anything along those lines. It's more specific to how people communicate with me. We can talk about more on this later, but I'm a very big, I focus a lot on communication in relationships. And if I'm not getting that from the first date, I can get turned off really easily. So that's kind of my sign, is if people aren't communicating with me super well.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've noticed that most of the time they kind of just tell you, right? Like they're like, we should do this again. This was fun. This is, let's go plan something. Lots of times the plans for the second date happen during the first date.
Yeah, definitely that too. If they don't anticipate something, or like when you're dropping them off or walking to their door, you're over, oh, you know, like, thank you, this was so much fun, like, we should do something again soon. And you're like, okay, how about tomorrow? And if they say, oh, you know, I don't want to ever see you again, you kind of pick up on that, you know.
Yeah, well, I see it both ways, because there have been times where I would go on a date and I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, we should do this again sometime. Then on the car ride home, I start thinking about it and I'm like, you know what? That actually wasn't that great of a date. Because, you know, you got that date high. You're just, oh, man, this is going so well. This is going so good. I'm trying so hard to, like, have some fun. And then when you're alone again and you have a moment to think about it, you're like, I put way too much effort into that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do that a lot. After dates, sometimes I go, man, what was I doing? I don't know if you guys ever get like this, but I get self-conscious all the time after. I'm like, oh, man, I spoke too much. Or I told her way too much about this one particular thing that I really enjoy, and I'm sure she's not going to want to hear about that ever again. Or she spoke too much, and I like felt like she was over, you know, stuff like that. It's so weird, and sometimes I overthink things. But there's definitely telltale signs where people are just like, yeah, I want to do this again.
Yeah, I feel that. So now a different question. I think one that lots of college students right now are facing. How has been your experience trying to meet people during the coronavirus COVID-19 situation? How has that been for you?
I'd say in general, it's obviously pretty difficult. You know, we're not really supposed to be going out to see people. We're supposed to be wearing masks. Like tonight, I went to First Dam to hang out with some buddies. We were all wearing masks. So I was just saying, don't worry. But I saw a kid and he was sitting next to one of my friends. He was like, hey, how's it going? What's your name? I haven't met you. And he looked at me and he paused for a second, you know, and he just was like, I mean, you can't see my facial expression, but he's just like, Gage, it's me. And I realized that it was somebody that I've been hanging out with for like the last 2 months, and he had just not been wearing his glasses and a hat, because he's always wearing a Red Sox hat and these tortoise glasses. So meeting people is a little difficult. I meet a lot of people through social media, just interacting with other people. I like to tweet random funny stuff, and occasionally that brings new people into my life who are like, hey, you're funny, we should hang out sometime. And that's kind of how it develops, or I develop the whole quote-unquote mutuals, if you're familiar with the term, on Twitter. Or it's like, oh, I got my Twitter mutuals. That's kind of how I meet people now, more specifically. But it's definitely different than what it used to be.
Yeah, it's a wonder out there. The other, like a month ago, I was walking through Walmart and just chilling, doing my thing, picking up some Doritos like I do at 1 a.m. But then I took a moment, I looked around, and everybody was wearing a mask. I was like, what the heck? A year ago, people would say I'm crazy if I was like, hey, we're all going to be wearing masks next year. Everybody prepare for the pandemic coming. Of course, I'd be a prophet if that happened, but we all know that things are turning upside down. But as we talk about meeting people, we have a focus of this episode, Gage, and one of the main reasons we wanted to bring you on is to get your thoughts about the topic of love at first sight. What really comes to your mind when you hear that?
Just love at first sight. I guess when I think of love at first sight, it's obviously the moment you meet somebody, you're just like, yep, that's the one. I will self-admit this, I probably do that way more than I should.
Oh, so you're a believer.
Oh, like I said, we can get into this. I'm a very big romantic.
That's cool. I think it's really easy in this day and age to be cynical about things. And I would put myself in the category of, like, I want it to be true because that would make my life easier. But I don't know if it's true. I don't think that, especially, like, right now, it's really hard. Like, you make eye contact with somebody in a class across the room, and then, bam, your life's, it's over. It's changed, you know? So
Kind of along those lines with the whole cynical thing, this kind of ties into my worldview sometimes. Maybe I get a little too cynical myself, but I kind of just figured at one point, you know, life's already hard enough as is. Why make it harder on yourself by thinking everything's stupid or that it's bad or anything? So I'm a little overly positive in some ways, overly optimistic, and love is definitely one of those areas, but I'm not too worried about it. I think it's funny. it brings on a lot of jokes from my buddies that they wouldn't have otherwise, so.
Yeah, I don't know where I really stand on this this hill of love at first sight. Like, I love the song "I'm a Believer" by Smash Mouth, the Monkees. The Monkees did it originally. I can't believe I gave all the credit to Smash Mouth, but it's like I've never just seen someone and I've fallen head over heels, like, oh my gosh, this is the woman of my dreams. We're going to end up living a very happy life together. It's always just been like, oh, hey, they seem really chill. And then gradually things get better and better. And, you know, that's how I view love forming. But if someone can convince me that love at first sight is real, I'm down for a discussion.
My issue is I don't necessarily think the total overall, like, making eye contact with somebody and then bam, there's sparks and you're getting married in a month, like that happens in Provo, Utah. But I definitely think that there's moments in life where you do have those opportunities to meet someone and you're just like, oh, wow, like, I'm a big fan of the movie La La Land, Jonah, as you're aware. I love La La Land. I've seen it 59 times now.
Oh, favorite movie.
Yeah.
Top five.
Let me know when you get to 69.
Okay, absolutely, I will. Nice. Anyway, it's the quote from City of Stars. You know, anytime I meet somebody, I'm like, is this the start of something wonderful and new, or just another dream I can't make come true?
I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that's really fair, because I feel like the most impactful relationships and romantic experiences of my life, I met somebody, and it kind of started with that spark. It's kind of that, like, wow, she's really cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what I have to do to get her to talk to me, but I'm willing to try pretty much anything. Like, we can make stupid jokes. We can, I don't know, who knows. I'll try anything to get to talk to this girl. And then you end up talking, and that's where things, like, grow and expand. So I think if we defined love at first sight as the initial spark, I think it's a thing. And I think that you can definitely tell right off the bat if you're into somebody or not. Maybe not entirely, like, but enough to know if you're interested in going for it, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Well, let's leave it up to the viewers to decide. We'll be posting an Instagram poll as soon as this episode drops on if love at first sight is a real thing or not, and we'll let you know on the outcome of that. But now we get to move on to the more exciting portion of this episode. All three of us, Gage, Ethan, and myself, are going to talk about our best and our worst dates here in Logan. And then afterwards, if you stick around, we're going to swipe through some mutual. You know, you want to hear what we have to say. Let's start with Ethan. What's your worst and what's your best?
Oh, okay. So I didn't know the worst date had to come from Logan. Luckily, Logan has been pretty good date-wise. But back in Kentucky, I was taking this girl out, and we were going to go get ice cream. And it was going great until we got to the ice cream place. And we sat down. I had my peach ice cream. It's the best. She had something else. I don't really remember. But then from behind me came a tap on my shoulder. And I turned around, and it was my ex-girlfriend. And we had broken up like a month and a half before. And so I thought we were pretty good. It wasn't a really bad breakup. There wasn't a lot of bad feelings or anything. At least I thought at the time. Because she started to get really upset that I was already dating somebody else. And so she started to cry, and she started to, like, yell and scream and make a big scene in public, which for me is probably the most, like, soul-wrenching thing ever. I really don't like to make a scene. I don't want to be noticed in public, like, at all. And so I went, got her to calm down. She left. We finished our ice cream, and I was driving this other girl back, and she was like, wow, you really did a number on that girl. I don't know if I want to date you anymore. And I was in shock, because things were going pretty well, but I was like, after that display, I mean, I can't really blame her, but so that's probably my worst date.
Dang, so you're a certified heartbreaker then.
Not intentionally, but if it happens, it happens. Best date. Best date in Logan, probably a crepery hike combo. It was just a really fun time. Like, I love to get outside with dates because it gives you a good opportunity to talk and get to know somebody. And it was really pretty. It was last October. The leaves were gorgeous, and it was just a really comfortable date. And then the crepery, I don't know if there's a better date place food-wise. It's cute, it's fun, the crepes are amazing.
That's true.
And so it was a win-win type of situation. I think in Logan, that was my best date.
Okay, okay. Engage. What are your stories for us?
Okay, I was going to do a different best date, but realized, again, that it was not supposed to be in Logan. So I'll start with the worst one. Now, I don't think I've necessarily had any bad dates in general. It's just kind of like I was telling you guys when we weren't recording. It's just ones where you're like, oh, that could have gone so much better. Or that felt so awkward towards the end. Or like, was I supposed to talk? Was I supposed to hold her hand? Stupid stuff like that, you know? So last October, I ended up scoring two Jazz tickets, and I'd never been to a Jazz game before. Haven't.
Go Jazz.
Go Jazz. Go Jazz. Sad that their exit this season was sooner than I anticipated. But anyway, I've never really been a big sports guy in my life up until towards the end of high school. And I was like, oh my gosh, Jazz tickets, let's go. I've got another extra one. I'll take a girl. I'm sure that that seems kind of like a cool date. They're nosebleeds, so it's not that big of a deal. I ask out this girl that I had taken to coffee like a week before, so I kind of was starting to get to know her. I figured, you know, if I'm going to drive her somewhere that's not Logan, I probably should know her so she doesn't think I'm going to murder her. I'm very self-conscious about that stuff because I'm worried someone's going to do it to me. Anyway, so I get ready for the date. I'm getting ready to go pick her up, and a friend messages me, and she's like, hey, I also got tickets to the game because we got them through the same way, and she goes, my boyfriend is in Salt Lake. Can you drive me down? So she's like, oh, okay. Like, that's not that big of a deal, but it's just weird because I'm going to have a third wheel on a second date that, like, I don't know this girl super well. I don't know the girl I'm taking on the date super well. Yeah, so I pick both of them up. We drive down to Salt Lake. It takes us 30 minutes or so to find parking for the game. It's kind of a nightmare. We walk in. First quarter's almost done. I'm upset because I want to watch a full Jazz game. Didn't even get to watch tip-off or introductions, whatever. It's super dumb. But I didn't realize that you probably shouldn't take a girl on a date to a Jazz game where you're going to focus more on the game when you should be getting to know her. And so I'm stuck between being like, oh, I want to focus on this game, to I should get to know this girl better. Anyway, it doesn't work out super well. I drive her home. Again, kind of that whole awkward, like, what do I do? Do I walk, you know, I walked her to her door. I was like, do I hug her? Do I shake her hand? Do I dap her up? Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Dap her up.
Yeah, you know, do you know what that is? Yeah. It's like the, like, you do this, we're like, yeah, it's like that. And then do that.
It's
yeah.
It's like the bro handshake.
Yeah, it's like the bro handshake. That's, I guess that's a technical term. And then after the fact, I text her, is like, hey, thank you so much for coming tonight. And then I never heard from her again, and she got married 3 months later. So it wasn't awful, but it was just one of those ones where it's like, yeah, I could have done things different. I could have not taken a girl I hardly knew to a Jazz game. I could have just taken one of my homies. It wasn't. Lessons were learned. Lessons were learned. Let's say that.
Well, that's good that you learned those lessons. Were you able to apply them on a date that you considered a better date, a great date?
Oh, man. I kind of blanked on what my best one would be. I think a lot of the ones that I've enjoyed the most are just those first ones where you're kind of starting to talk and you just, the time kind of just flies while you're getting to know each other. Oh man, I took a girl to Chick-fil-A one time, kind of just texted her out of the blue. I was like, hey, do you want to go get milkshakes? And then I picked her up and we got to Chick-fil-A and I was like, I lied about milkshakes. I'm super hungry. Like, I'm going to get food. And we sat there for like an hour and a half and just talked.
Relatable.
I love that.
Yeah. I think those are pretty good, just those first ones. I don't have anything that's like absolutely spectacular other than I did end up going to another Jazz game on a date with another girl like a month later. It was a fantastic date. Like, it was a good time. It was when they were playing the Lakers. We had really good seats. I wasn't worried about paying attention the whole time because they were getting slaughtered by the Lakers. So it wasn't like super important, but I told her when we got there, I was like, hey, I'm sorry if I'm not going to pay attention. As soon as LeBron hits a poster dunk and I get to witness it with my eyes, like, I'm all yours. It's so dumb, and it makes me sound like such a bro. But
you set the expectations. That's all that matters.
What about you, Jonah? Best and worst dates?
Best and worst dates I've been on here in Logan. I don't really know. Give me a second. Sorry for that empty airtime right there. But that's basically how my worst date went. You see, I took this girl out to Fizz and Fries. And we were having I thought we were having a good time. I was trying to get to know her. But, like, it was just really awkward conversation. Things were not clicking at all. And then, like, I planned afterwards to play some billiards and, like, so we were going to eat some fries, go play some billiards, and then we'd call it a night. But after Fizz and Fries, she was like, oh, you know what? I have some homework to do. I got to go.
See, that's one of those first date signs where if they don't want to hang out with you anymore, you're like, ah, dang it.
Yeah, and I was like, ah, oh, darn. I was looking forward to that date, and it got turned down. Luckily, I think that it turned out for the best, but the best date I've ever been on was with my current girlfriend. I think it was our second date that we went on. We went to the Hub, had some Subway, and we...
The Hubway.
It's kind of fresh. But we just talked, and, you know, it was after a long summer when I lived in California, and I didn't go on, like, any dates. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to give it my all. I'm just going to be open and vulnerable and be honest with this girl. And we just had a really lovely talk, and afterwards I was like, you know what? She's really awesome. I'm just going to keep asking her out on dates, and... Now it's almost a year later and we're still dating, and I'm like, man, that was a good date.
That is a good date. It's probably a good choice to put your current girlfriend on that list, because if not, you would have a talk with her later.
Yeah, let's hope it's a good talk.
Yeah. I dates on campus are pretty fun. Like I said earlier, I really enjoy dates over on Old Main Hill, cuz I'm a hoe for Old Main, but it's all good.
Yeah, let's stop the show for a second and just ask ourselves. Not ask ourselves, but ask President Cockett, just why has Gage not been in the bell tower yet?
Oh, I don't want to... Okay. yeah, I know. It's a thing. For anybody who's unfamiliar, I've been leading a campaign for the last year and a half for USU to just let me into Old Main's bell tower. I thought it was a funny meme at first, and then it kind of spiraled out of control last summer, and now everybody's expecting it to happen, and I have to live up to the expectation of the meme, and I'm still working on it. We'll see if it happens. I haven't heard anything, but if I do get in, trust me, everybody's going to know as soon as possible.
Yeah, you better take a date, you know? Date it up.
You want to know what would be better is if some lucky person out there was like, oh, I'm going to go to the bell tower. Maybe I'll take a date. Gage. Take Gage. Gage, what's your Instagram handle?
It's at Gage Carling, GageCarling. The Twitter is the same.
Slide into those DMs right now. Get this man to the bell tower. And with that, let's switch to the best section of this podcast, which is swiping through mutual.
I'm interested to see how this can go. I might be very uncomfortable. I hate dating apps.
Well, we're going to ask your opinion a lot, so that should be good.
Okay, we'll see.
Not a lot of good experiences. So, right here, I have in front of me this guy, Max. His first photo is black and white of him holding a baby. Super cute.
That baby is adorable. That's...
Good choice. That's a good photo, too. It's good quality.
Yeah, it's quality.
It catches your eye. I mean, like, I don't even care that he's 19, but, like, he's got a baby. Hopefully it's not his own. And then the second one, it shows off how deep his eyes are.
Another very good quality photo. This was not taken with an iPhone camera. I deeply respect that.
Yeah, that's quality. You got to respect photos when they show you a little bit of personality and... are like real photos, like taken with an actual camera. Love it.
Okay, let's open up that bio and see if his pictures live up to his words. About me, LOL.
Well,
that's...
It definitely made us laugh.
But that's it?
That is it. And it also says he's 5'11", so...
Okay.
I really wish people would get... Like, it's funny... But it's funny because it was unexpected, not because it tells me about the person.
Right. Like, and if I had opened that on my own, I definitely would have laughed.
Yeah. Like, I'd laugh, and then it would be like, nah, you know?
Yeah. Gage, What are you thinking? Out of five, what are you giving this guy?
Like the profile in general and all that?
Yeah.
Okay, the pictures. So there's only two. One of them, like, they're both very high quality photos. I think he's done a good job with photo placement, things like that. But the bio is too, I can't get enough about it. I don't know where he goes to school. I don't know what he does for work. So I don't know if he has money, and I don't know if he can support me or my family. So I'm probably going to give it like a 3 out of 5.
You're a bit more lenient than I am. I'm all about those clever bios, and he doesn't have, his only tag is skier. And like,
Okay, I'll bump him up to 4 out of 5 for being a skier.
Just for the skier part?
Yeah, man. I don't know. You're already ripping him apart.
Those photos must have really gone yet.
They're
man.
Good quality photos.
I'm going to give him a 2. I'm sorry. I'm rough.
If you went 4, you went 2. I'm going to split it. It's a 3. It's acceptable. But I'm still not even sure if he's a real person at this point, you know?
True. He could be catfishing you. We've talked about this.
Yeah, could be catfished, and then you could be murdered. So.
Right. Or you could just show up, and it's not the guy you were promised.
That, too.
Okay. Here we go. We'll let Gage walk you through the second profile, guy named Bryson.
All right, Bryson. Okay. So there's 5 total photos. His first one is this nice kind of quality headshot, let you know he's a chill guy. He's got a denim shirt. Ooh, I like denim a lot.
I love denim shirts.
Love denim shirts. Pretty cool. Second one, he's got 2 dogs, and he's in some snow attire.
Those puppies are adorable.
Those are some cute dogs. That's a good one so far. This next one is with a BYU soccer player, I believe. So I don't like BYU.
Wait. They have like the similar facial features. It might be a sister.
It might be a sister.
If it's not a sister, I'm still giving it a round of applause because soccer girls.
Well, I just don't like BYU. this next one, it looks like a photo of a homie at a wedding. So with some of his boys.
So he's got friends.
He's got friends.
He's got that going for him.
And then this photo of him with a building in the background. And I have no idea what's going on in this. But he's got a nice little fit. I like the outfit. It's pretty good.
Is that Noah's Ark?
That might be a recreation of Noah's Ark.
If it is, then it's in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Oh, mad respect.
Whole replica.
Okay. And then the bio. Okay, it's a little more in depth. His About Me just says, I've got a story, ellipses, and then the chef emoji. That's all.
Intriguing.
But
what's the story? What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would like to know.
Maybe it's about how his BYU soccer player sister built Noah's Ark.
That could be. Or anyway. I don't know. The bio is much more fitted out than the other one. We have where he works, which I'm not going to read because I'm not going to dox anybody. Where he goes to school. He even added where he went on his mission, so I know that he might be able to speak a second language, so that's cool. We like bilingual people.
Yeah.
And he's from here, and he's 6'4", and he's up for ice cream.
Tall boy.
Oh, and he has a lot of tags. I'm not going to read all of these.
They don't look that basic of tags. The one that sticks out to me is spiritually swole.
I've never liked that one. I've always thought it was – I think Mutual's pretty cringy. In my opinion, I'm not going to...
Well, it is like a very Utah-based...
Yeah, it's
right,
me.
That's true.
App.
That's true. And people from Utah can be pretty cringy. So yeah. I'm in Utah. I'm not of Utah. I'm an Idaho farm boy.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll be getting Tinder and looking at Tinder profiles here eventually. But for now, Mutual is just kind of the funniest place to talk about.
I'd give this guy's profile probably a 4 out of 5. It's kind of nice looking at this because I'm seeing, you know, what other people are doing for their profiles. It's like, what can I steal, you know? Not really, but
yeah,
he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, for any listeners out there, take these tips. I mean, we are opinionated and we are no experts, but if something stands out to you, you're like, oh, I could change that on my profile, do it. I think it's a solid 4. That's what I'm going to give it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I know. We know this guy. Oh, never mind, we don't. Sorry. I thought that this looked like someone we knew. Never mind. Skip that.
Yeah, I agree. This guy really put some thought into it. The bio is very intriguing. Like, I've got a story.
I want to know what the story is. That inclines me to be like, I want to match with this guy.
Yeah, if nothing else, just to know the story. Bryson, 4 out of 5. Congrats.
Good profile, man.
I really hope it's a pickup line that's like, hey, like I've got a story. And the girl's like, what's the story? And it's like, how we met, you know. That'd be fun. I'd like that.
I would just prefer a good story. I just want to
know. Okay, which puts it up. Check out some girl profiles. Let me pull it up here. So first up, we have Loading screen because Utah Wi-Fi.
Man, I'm giving that loading screen about a 1 out of 5.
No, it's a 0. It's straight
up
a 0.
I'm not really inclined to comment.
Okay, so first up we have Caitlin.
Okay.
The first photo, it's good.
It's a high-quality photo.
High-quality photo.
That already puts people... If you got Android-quality photos...
It's rough.
It's rough.
Good solid photo, like the first one. Second one is from the same photo shoot, obviously, which isn't, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
But it still shows some personality, which is cool.
A high school graduation photo.
High school graduation, just in case we were worried about that. That's cool.
Looks like Bingham High. I'm not going to say
no,
much.
Don't dox her.
I don't know.
And then the last photo is another pretty solid photo, but it's a group photo. So it's her and her friend. She's having fun. They look like they're having fun. It's a solid pick at the end. I like that it's at the end of the profile, so that way we know who she is by the time we get
to
her.
Oh, there's definitely nothing worse than any dating app having the group photo first, and you're like I'm intrigued. I want to know which one you are, and you swipe, and you go, okay. Like, I figured it out. I just didn't want to. That's too much effort for me, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so the bio, pretty solid. It says, I love tumbling, traveling, being with the fam, friends, and doing anything outside.
Okay.
So it shows some interest.
Tumbling's like a cheer term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like gymnastics, too.
Okay.
That, like, it shows some personality and some interest. That's good.
Yeah, and it kind of gives you an idea of, like, oh, if I'm going to ask this person out on a date, maybe we'll go to a picnic. Maybe we'll get some crepes and then go to my roof. Like Gage's date.
I may have overused the roof at this point, but like it's just a cool little spot. You can see most of Logan on it, so and you can watch the sunset, a really nice
sunsets,
angle.
Sunsets, man. I'm a sucker for a sunset. Shows where she goes to school. That's great. Tumbling coach. So
okay.
Probably gymnastics is probably my guess. Some good tags. They are a little bit basic, but that's okay. I think there's been a solid amount of personality shown through the rest of it.
I definitely feel like there's this, it's definitely a joke too on Twitter and everywhere. We're like, ooh, hee hee, I'm down for adventures. I think I see that all the time and I kind of trash on it, but other times I go, well, you know, I kind of like to stay at home. So I assume that these people who are putting in it like to go out and maybe go for a nice hike or, you know, drive their car off a cliff, see how that goes, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Something that is on her bio is her Instagram profile. And, like, immediately when I see the Instagram profile, I think, oh, you're just in here for followers. Like,
I've never thought of it like that.
Really? That's always what I think of. Why don't you think of it like that, Gage?
I don't know. I don't put mine in there just because it's like, I don't want this person. You don't know who people are online. You don't know how they're going to interact with you. And so I feel like if you're putting your social media bio on there, you're not really looking to be matching with people or, like, setting up dates or things like that. Because if I'm setting that up, then I think, why don't people just follow me? And I don't want just random people to follow me who are just going to, like, be crazy and, you know, sending me death threats or whatever. I think that's something you kind of got to work up towards. I don't ever outright on dating apps be like, follow me on Twitter, first message. Like, let's hang out, ASAP Rocky. Like, that's, again, it's kind of to combat that whole catfishing or just, like, this person could be a psychotic killer, which is dumb. Like, nobody's going to murder me. But I have anxiety. You never know.
Yeah. The thing about that I think is if there's a like a profile behind it, like if it shows personality, then I'm okay with it. But the times that bothers me is when it's only the Instagram.
Definitely.
Or the Snapchat or the Twitter. That does absolutely nothing for me. And then that's just all about getting follows.
Yeah. Anyway, I love the profile, but because my preferences and the Instagram thing, I'm just going to have to give her a 4 out of 5. I'm yet to see a 5 out of 5. What about you guys?
I actually give it a 5 out of 5. I'm inclined. I liked it. There was enough information to understand what kind of person she was. It's so dumb, but I like good quality photos just in general. I like pretty pictures. So I think she did a good job. A good amount of photos, nothing too strange, nothing like that pops out and says, I'm going to murder you. So 5 out of 5.
I'm going to go 4.5 out of 5. It's solid. And the only reason I give it the doc is just the tags. Like, if they're going to be basic, why have them, you know? Also, I'm not much of a fan of tags to begin with. Like, they're not my favorite thing ever, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to end it there this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we got some really fun things coming your way. We're going to keep it a surprise for now. So you stay tuned and you're on the edge of your seat. Ethan, you have anything you want to say?
Thanks for listening, and thanks, Gage, for coming on and spending your night with us, man.
Yeah, thank you for letting me come on. I appreciate it. I had a good time.
Okay, and we'll see you next week.